Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Thunder, thunder, Thundercat!
Thunder, thunder, thunder!
Hey, how are you? I'm Larry Kenny, the voice of Lion-O, here today for my good friends Ryan and David. You may know if you listen to the podcast Radical Retro Rewind.
I love it.
All of it.
Radical Retro Rewind.
She even looks older.
Lights my art collection.
Yeah, we've heard that one before, mummy.
What is it? I heard him shout.
Oh, yeah.
Thundercats. Ho!
Who you calling a ho?
Welcome back, bunglers, to another episode of Thundercats Reviews, brought to you by the Radical Retro Rewind Podcast. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, here with everyone's favorite brother and mine, David, for a Mail and More episode.
By the power of Grayskull. Oh, I mean, yes, hoes.
We're doing the hoes today.
Oh, yes, yes. I've been on so many shows recently. My calendar is so filled with so many podcasts, I don't even know where I am anymore. It's Showtime's energy.
So, bunglers, today we figured we are going to prolong Thundercats a little more for you by not providing the last two episodes of this season, which includes The Circus Train.
Surprise! But are you, though? I'm not.
No. You thought you were getting episodes? Sorry. Honestly, this is for a few reasons. First, mail keeps catching up with us.
And males, plenty of them, young, old.
Greek.
Hot.
Scottish. Australian.
International.
Everywhere over the world.
Males keep... No, I'm just kidding. We're talking about the actual male for the podcast.
Yes.
Not the random men.
But also because it's just a little easier to break up this series.
Well, actually, I want to prolong this because this is our, I was going to say it's our bread and butter, but we've only made like $16 off of this podcast. We do it in increments of $8 we get.
About eight.
That's our magic number, eight. It's magic eight ball.
No, and it's also because, okay, so this is what I'm thinking. We have our summer theme coming up, bunglers, and a lot of times we take off the summer because, you know, Thundercats doesn't fall into that summer theme. A matter of fact, this year we're doing Nightmare on Elm Street for our horror fans. So next month, you will be getting the final episodes of this season, which include The Circus Train and The Last Day, and return in September with the five-part Turn to Thundera. Okay, so we also want to celebrate our friend Hachi, because we didn't get to really give him a proper send-off. We had seen the last of him with Zach in our
little
last
sister.
Episode.
Little sister.
Little sister has gone away. But because this is the last time we see Hachiman in the series, as well as Scooper, we'll just throw him in there, David. I mean, he was a character. He was a William Overgaard character. And of course, William Overgaard is the writer and creator of not only Hachiman, Mandora, of course, too, he gave us. And David, he gave us the Fireballs of Plundar. So love or hate William Overgaard, I will love him forever for giving us the Inflamer, the Fireballs of Plundar. We owe everything to, I love it, all of it. I mean, it's the Fireballs.
Chitara's gold fetish.
So, I mean, the Fireballs of Plundar has given us everything. Hachiman has appeared in The Thunder Cutter, his first episode, Lion-O's Anointment Trials, The Final Day, The Trial of Evil, Thundercats Ho Part 4, Thundercats Ho Part 5, Hachiman's Honor, and The Jade Dragon.
Hi-ya! This is Hachiman, Ultimate Warrior, bound to the Bushido Code of Honor.
You mean he will fight on our side, yes?
Oh, what is this place? Who are these foreigners?
Hey, watch it!
I, Mumra, ever-living Shogun of Third Earth, brought you here to my service. Your reward will be an empire of your own.
My sword and my skills cannot be bought, Mumra-san. I fight only for honor against evil.
Did you feel, David, that he appeared more than that?
Throughout the series?
Yeah, I mean, his presence was always felt, I feel like. Maybe just because we knew he was a character, you know, going into our rewatch. But I never felt like it was only 6 episodes.
I feel like he's probably, other than, well, it's hard to say, because obviously he's been seen more than Mandora has been. I think we've seen Mandora a total of 4 times.
I think she's also in the circus train coming up. I would say about the same, about like almost the same.
So he's been in quite a few episodes, and he's been a main character. Like, I don't feel, honestly, so we always have the thing with the, my husband, the unicorn keeper. You know,
she deserved much better. She deserved more.
She's a minor character because even though, so she's not throughout the whole episode. So Hachiman has been, in every episode he's been a focal point of the episode.
He takes over.
He is the episode. So yeah, I feel like he definitely has a higher presence.
Ooh, David, Mandora and the Evil Chaser, Mandora and the Pirates, Lion-O's Anointment Day, the Cry of Evil. Oh, I love how he fit her in, because he wrote that too with Hachiman. He put her in the Trial of Evil. That's because, oh, that's right, the celebration at the end. She was just there for the celebration.
I'm just here for the hors d'oeuvres and the little straws with the flags.
I don't like you, cat people. Sideswipe, Return to Thundera Part 1, Return to Thundera Part 4, Cracker's Revenge, and the Zack Factor. So actually, she beats out... Yes, and Zack is going to be on that episode.
On the Zack Factor?
Yes. So... she did beat him slightly more, but he had a figure in the 80s. He has a figure now with Super 7. Love or hate him again, he is a character that William Overgaard, as we spoke to Zach, he represents his love of the Japanese culture and history. And as someone who loves the Japanese culture as well, and I think he's a cool character. Again, does he fit into Thundercats? Maybe not, but everything goes in this show. Pirates, robot pirates, drug fruit.
Promiscuous robot teddy bears.
So, in the long run, he does contribute to the series. Glad we have him, and I don't think we ever saw him in the 2011 series. He does come in Roar, but okay, without the Japanese accent. You see here, I think they realize things. They gotta...
What, that it would be considered cultural appropriation or whatever by today's standards, or insensitive, I guess you would
That's
say.
That's what I'm thinking. So he doesn't... from what I remember, he does not have the Japanese accent, but I feel like that's such a part of his character.
Who are you? What has happened here?
I slipped off the trail. Please help me up.
There. You must be more careful, little one. These mountains are treacherous.
Oh, thank you. Come to my cave, Samurai. You for your good deed.
No reward is necessary, little one. Goodbye.
Bunglers, let's celebrate Hachi. Let's give him his flowers, as they say.
I could buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to Hachiman for hours. He says things I don't understand.
So we'll get into it with Tamei's mail, but Costas does have something about Hachiman's final appearance.
Do tell. I'm raising my glasses.
Okay, so just to skim to this part. So Costas says, Ryan has a point. It was Hachiman's last episode and he went out with a bang. And I'd much rather see him as a badass than comedy relief. They made him just look too much of a badass. What do you think about that? Like, maybe because in his other appearances, he was fool me once, shame on me, fool me again. Fool me again.
Hachiman! Appear! Hachiman!
You, Mamura-san, why do you bring me to this bad place again? You know I will not serve you.
Lion-O of the Thundercats has done you great dishonor.
No, this is not possible.
I shudder to show you this, Hachiman, but your samurai ancestor, your great uncle, Nishida.
But he seems to be in pain. Why?
Because Lion-O holds his spirit in bondage. He hopes to gather added samurai strength and skill for himself to terrorize Third Earth.
I cannot believe this. Lion-O-san is a man of honor.
And this time he's not fooled and he knows everything and he takes on everything, maybe?
Well, I mean, in the context of the fact that it was his last hurrah in the series, I kind of like the idea of him kind of taking charge. I like a man that takes charge.
And was ripped naked by a giant bat
dog. And I love a man
dog.
That's being ripped naked, but not necessarily by a bat dog. But yes and no, I feel like he had been fooled so many, quote unquote, fooled so many times. And I feel like I can understand what he's saying. I didn't take it like that in a way. I took it more of a fact that this was his last hurrah. And I feel like he had dealt with Mumra so many times. And we, you know, with this whole thing about honor, like it's a very big thing with this samurai, the way of the samurai and honor and the code of conduct, code of ethics, like the code of, the Thundercats code of Landera and all of that. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm not against it. I think I was more taken aback. I told you by the flying horse through space thing kind of like threw me off. Like that was very weird. Like
Dojikage!
Dojikage!
Like the whole like how he, we talked about this, right? I'm not going to go crazy with it, but how he was seemed to always be pulled through time. Like
yes!
Time and
yes!
space. Yes. Wherever he is continually like
feudal Japan is
Feudal Japan, exactly. Like, so it was just like a little strange to me.
Hachiman! What has Mumra done to him?
Hachiman is safe, Lion-O.
Jaga!
He is back in his own time, in his own dimension.
I'm glad to hear that.
So that was off-putting. I don't know if I was against it. And I like the fact that in a way, there was no finality in the sense that he just walked away. Kind of like that in a sense. It kind of leaves it open to we're not really saying goodbye. Like it's not over yet. Like the stuff that will happen when we no longer see the Thundercats, Hachiman will be somewhere in this universe and they'll meet again somewhere somehow.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. It's not a finality.
Say goodbye. It's never an easy thing, but you never said, and you'd stay forever. So if you must go, my darling, I'll set you free, 'cause I know in time that we'll be together.
Yeah, I have no doubt if William Overgaard wrote more episodes in the next season. I mean, he did. He wrote the last episode of the series. Had he gotten more episodes, I guarantee you we would have saw Hachiman again. If the series went on, I guarantee it. But like David's right, we're left open with this. The adventure continues. It's not over. He could always come back again with the strings of a Japanese instrument.
But I like the way that's his way. His way is not to... He didn't come to be praised. This
there
is his way.
There he goes, Lion-O. He's gone again.
It's his way. He took his clothes off, did what he had to do when he left. I know
it's
plenty
beautiful.
Of men. I know plenty of men like that, too.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, my friends, for helping me to regain the Thundercutter. I know my warrior's ways are not always easy for you to understand.
We are honored to be able to help you.
Do we give him a final song? Do we say goodbye to you?
Goodbye to you. No, we have to do some sort of
tell like a day in like saying goodbye. It's never an easy thing. Hachiman said.
Well, we ain't saying turning Japanese. I really think
no.
so.
My God. Our friend, our loyal friend who was tricked more than he was not, who was fooled by his dead uncles, I always love this character. I don't know why. Honestly, I love all of the Thundercats.
He's an honorable person. I mean, there was the episodes where he showed his stubbornness as just like with Lion-O, like their
little sister. Yeah, Nada.
Their stubbornness and their willfulness and their hubris. So I kind of like that. There was some growth there. They had to get along and learn that, you know, to coexist in a way too, which is also part of the arc of this whole storyline of people putting aside differences.
You mean, I will cut this log. Yeah. I will also cut this log. And Nada in the background going, these dummies.
Stupid men, stupid. All men, human men, cat men, you're all stupid.
My sister was right.
I'm going back to make macrame and sell it on my Etsy. Stupid.
Pardon me, sir, but as I started across first, I ask you please to back off.
Samurai never backs off.
Does that mean a samurai has no manners?
Manners? It is good manners if a boy gets out of the way or a man. I will continue to cut this log until you back off. What do you think of that, you?
This is what I think of that, samurai!
You fools! If one of you doesn't give way, you both end up in the pit!
Retreat, boy! Take your little sister's advice!
I am not a boy! And that is not my little sister!
I hope the Burble men are not like them. All they want to do is have babies.
There's only one Burble Belle. There's only one female, too.
What is this, the Smurfs?
Actually, maybe we did mention that she is like the Smurfette. I think we did. Again, we've been doing this for 4 years or more with Thundercats. 5 with Radical.
And it's $24 in, people. 4 years and $24. 1,175 minutes.
What does that equal? $25. No, we're not even doing it for that, but it would be nice.
No, I'm just...
It would be nice. Wouldn't it be nice if we could make it money and talk
about... It'd be nice. Wouldn't it be nice if we could...
We had money. So, okay, we have a lot of mail.
We do. So let's cut to it. We're up to like 18 minutes already, Ryan. Let's cut to it.
There he goes. I'm going to miss him.
Well, he's a powerful, stubborn man, but his loyalty and courage are unquestioned.
And don't forget honor.
How could I? It rules his life. Let me ask you, Lion-O, if it had come to it, who do you think would have won that sword duel?
Why, Hachiman. He had the experience and strength.
Funny. When I asked him that, he said you, because you were young and flexible.
The truth is, in a duel, nobody wins.
My informants tell me.
My source tells me. Maybe your source.
She even looks older.
How dare you say that to me?
I didn't think Lion-O was like that.
I tell you it's true. The information comes from my best source. There's another thing. According to my source,
I did it for the money.
And I paid in the money. Are you sure your source is on our side?
You got
thunder,
mail.
And keep your foot off that blasted Sommelflan.
Someone who is very familiar on our show is our lovely Leah from Australia.
Hi.
What can we say about lovely Leah? She makes us laugh.
She's one of our unofficial members of the podcast, supplying us with a plethora of information and a lot of stuff. Just
audio.
And she writes the funniest stuff.
She writes the funniest stuff, and then without question, I know on release day, there will be a lovely Leah, amazing message. So, Leah, we love you. This goes back to the Bracelet of Power. So this is going to be from the Bracelet of Power, Wild Workout, and then last week's episodes, which are the Thunderscope and the Jade Dragon. Okay. So, lovely Leah says, hello, Bungler Masters, and David singing. I can share that my house is filled with rocks and Funkos on display, and I'm even wearing my Mumra Radical Retro shirt while listening to this episode. Oh, thank you, lovely Leah. This is because, going back, Bunglers, and David, if you remember, this is when you were saying, display your collection. Don't be this person on a estate sale dead and not having their collection displayed. So, Leah is showing her rocks that she collects and her Funkos. I know she has a Jaga.
I speak your name. Thank you for doing that. And I'm sure you're enjoying it.
So the Bracelet of Power. Catnaps for our top tea cat. Do not let people borrow unknown objects before you analyze them. This is the Bracelet of Power. Yes. Mumra wants that bracelet. He wants to listen to everyone in monotone forever. Snarf wants powers. Snarf and his evil tendencies don't want to give themselves away. Mumra the fly and being a fly on T-Cat's walls, so many walls. Just hold still for our fly swatter. And then she has little flies with newspapers. Mumra the house fly, horse fly, mum fly, Mumra master of transmissions of kinds we don't wish to watch or know of. To your pyramid with your tiny sword. Everyone wants to boss everyone around. We need control, Janet, control. We have nothing. Mumra and the crotch shots. Oh, when upskirt is not enough. The Wild Workout. Lunagasm, David. The 80s want their rainbow spandex bag. No lunagasms were had during the making of this introductions. Mega thrusts, super thrusts, awkward thrusts. Little Pyramid has a new name, the Mumraft, or the Mumcraft, and she put little UFOs. Mumra is into the third Earth version of essential oils. We must poison you. Ooh, essential oil of Mumra? It's not basil. I want to see Thundercats on those cat wheels. So cute. We could pay them in boxes. Oh, can you imagine if they had them running in like one of those hamster wheels? That would have did something. Run. You need to run on spot. Aloro, maker of monotones and bad laughter. Luna is your workout instructor and the source of that terrible smell. Ooh. Now I want to give the Thundercats some thunder nip so they can be all cuddly. You want more fake treasures? You must be high to find it. This is the fake crystals that Mumra made. David needs some of that nip. Attract himself some hunks of a cat. Yeah, you said you were going to rub yourself with it. Wake up, Snarf is speaking to you again. Burbles are burbling beautiful. David sings, he's got this. Stay close so you can be infected too. Row your cat out of the sky tomb. Run, Chitara, run. Insert 80s workout music. We are frozen together. Together with the kitty warmth David wishes. Fire. Ooh, David wants to be warmed by...
I have to tell you that I would have to... That would be my pass.
Your free pass would be Thundercats?
Bengali and Lion-O.
Mumra will never die, as the villains never do. Insert funny accents here. Move it on that workout. You got to move it. Chitara's love of gold strikes again. Tail mitten for a smitten kitten. Snarf. Oh, that was cute. Who bungled? How many bungled? More bunglers upon bunglers. Listen and find out. Thank you, our lovely Leah. So, Costas, same episodes. Good morning, fellow bunglers. Ryan and David, I hope you're well. What a way to end the week. Two quite similar episodes with a lot of iffy talking points. My thought, Bracelet of Power. This is the funniest Mumra episode ever. From squeeze through to Panthro swatting him like a fly to his ridiculous dialogue with Snarf in the pyramid. Season 3 was when Mumra lost most of his menace and the writers kept using him in a lighter tone. One thing has never changed. Earl Hammond still had the time of his life voicing the character, and it shows. Yes. And I've talked to Kostas off screen about this too. I mean, and David, you know, we always say, my God, the actors in Thundercats, but no one will beat Earl Hammond. There's a lot of Earls in this show, not to be confused with Panthro. Earl Hammond is just having the time of his life, like Kostas said, as Mumra. Wouldn't you though? When we play Mumra, I feel like I have the time of my life, and that's just in a brief second you get to play in this craziness.
I would agree.
And it's the performance, true. Like, if Mumra was not like this, I don't think it would be as fun.
Well, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, not to plug our summer thing with Nightmare on Elm Street, but Freddy Krueger, because of his flair for the dramatics, Robert Englund.
Yeah.
That's what works. It's, you know, it's not just this uber psycho evil supernatural killer. He's got a flair for the dramatics. He's snarky. So that's kind of what
drama,
what we like about Mumra. He's dramatic. He's ridiculous. He's over the top. Despite his age, he is.
He's hip.
No. Yeah, broken hip. Despite his age, being thousands of years old or whatever he is.
He's got more energy than me.
Well, that's true. He still represents the flaws that we all have. We get aggravated and nasty and jealous and all these other things that
rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis. How do you not love that? How do you not like that?
This was also a Snarf episode, and not his best, to be honest. Mm. Enchanting bracelets and all, he was quite nasty and egotistical in this episode. I fully get David's point about power corrupting, and it's also fair to say that Snarf is lonely. Oh, that's so sad, especially when Snarfer is missing. I just thought he became too controlling. He did save the day, although I argue this season the Snarfs have done it too many times. I could say that I think as the series went on too, the Snarfs, as we see, are becoming even more involved with the plot as well. And then just wait till we get to New Thundera where they live. Forget about it. P.S. I don't know why Bengali meant by stack some Z's, but I bet David would love to know. David, they got you pinned on this show.
And I got Bengali and Lionel pinned down in my room.
That's where he's been missing. Host scale, 3 out of 5. Solid episode. Mumra's comedy bits were my favorite. Bungler of the week, Mumra. I mean, does Snarf look like he was a commando in any war? Good grief.
Yeah, that was the best. What war?
But he was going with it, Mumra, right? He was about to go like, oh God, Snarf, why?
He's thinking to himself, all I want to do is get in that damn crypt and sleep, and I gotta hear about a war.
The wilds work out. I really like the structure of this episode. While Mumra and the Lunatags didn't arrange a co-oriented attack, they hit the Thundercats on two fronts. More like two planets. And they were actually quite successful at both. Between the two, the most compelling part was the Sky Tomb one. It showed how desperate the Lunatics are, but how they can still get the upper hand on the Thundercats. At the same time, I appreciate how the Thundercats outsmarted and beat them without Lion-O's help, yes. And for one of the last times in the series, Tigra had a rare moment to shine. In the episode, I edited so many times that part of David saying, and he's, yes, Chitara, yes. He went out with a bang.
It also goes to show you that Aloro can start his own gym and he can guarantee weight loss and fitness if he just, because he mind controls all the people to exercise.
David, I would pay for that.
Aloro's gym.
Pay for it. I would pay extra.
You will never eat another calorie again.
You will never eat after 8 p.m., radical bastard.
I only see salads and carrot sticks in your diet from now on. You must drink at least 1 gallon of water every day.
The other storyline was more silly, with Mumra needing the Thunder catnip. It never works on my naughty cats either, Ryan. I was talking about how catnips don't affect all cats. That's true, it doesn't. Host scale, 3.5 out of 5, especially for the Sky Tomb stuff. Bungler of the week.
Mammut again. He was sleeping on the job and worrying about the pesky sword. All the while, Snarf was using the lethal tail mitten. That's right, from Aunt Esmeralda. We speak your name. You were a gypsy in the Great Snarf Rebellion. And possibly one of the only women, Snarf, female Snarf. Okay, Carissa. Hello, Carissa. Carissa has a crazy question of the day for everybody. Crazy question of the day for everyone. If you had the chance to go to Third Earth, would you? And what part of Third Earth would you want to live in? I know that question doesn't sound deep or meaningful, but I wanted to go with something more random. Thank you so much, Carissa, first off. David, I think I know your answer.
Are you going to say Lion-O's bedroom or Bengali, the Tower of Omens? What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say you would say hell no.
Oh, if I had the chance to live there or just visit?
No, she says live in, so you would let to live there.
I already said my answer, but it would have to be under certain circumstances. I would have to be already betrothed to the Lord of the Thundercats. And my servant, male concubine, would have to be Bengali.
Those would be the requirements.
Yes, and then I would live there.
Would you give yourself any tasks there, or would you around with Snarf
I'd be afraid, because I would not, but see, I wouldn't be like everybody else and be like, oh, there's the pile of living ooze, I'm not going over there.
You would be the one that told everybody,
we're not going over there, that's the forest of the despair. The death screams where you die immediately. No, we're not going to go there either. We're just going to stand right here. We're going to stay right here. Oh, and yes, if we can fly over instead of walking around where the things are coming to kill us, we're going to fly over it. Yeah, we're going to fly over it.
Can we avoid all of this?
And the first thing I'm going to do is nuke Mumra's obelisks around his pyramid and his totem statues and send them bye-bye.
That would solve everything.
And so that would be the first thing I would be doing. And I put some cement, quick drying cement up in that pool, viewing pool.
Oh my god, the feliner would be pouring a cement from like some kind of funnel from the top. Because we know there's a hole in the top of the pyramid.
So that's what I would be doing. Then I'd be like, okay.
Actually, there you go. You gave yourself tasks.
My task would be to smarten people up.
Would you shout to, from the cat's lair, behead them, lion, like over the intercom, behead them, Lion-O. Behead them.
You know what I would do? I don't know, because I do have a moral.
You would straighten up this whole planet, actually, within a week.
So, do you remember, we've talked about this already, do you remember, okay, tangent, when Buffy, in the episode with Glory, Glory changes back to Ben, and Giles goes, Buffy would never kill you, she's a hero, she would, and I know that eventually you're going to turn back to Glory, and you're going to make her pay, she's not like us, she would never kill you, and Giles kills Ben, I would be giving that to speech to every mutant, like, they'd be tied down and be like, you know, the Thundercats, they're heroes. They would never harm you, you know, but I know one day you're going to get out of these binds and you're going to make them pay. And then the mutants.
So now I have to end you.
Yep.
Can you move?
Nina, Matt, she could have killed me.
No, she couldn't. Never. And sooner or later, Glory will reemerge and make Buffy pay for that mercy, and the world with her. Buffy even knows that, and still she couldn't take human life. She's a hero, you see. She's not like us.
Us.
That would be me, and I'd be like, I don't know what, I think maybe Mandora got them, I don't know.
That's true.
As I'm wiping the splatter of blood off of my hands, and I'd be like, they had it coming all along. I didn't do it, but if I'd done it.
And so the season would end after season one.
No, it wouldn't, because Mumra would always come back, and there'd always be some of the thing.
You would individually take out each mutant, so the one by one, there was nobody left.
It would always be Mumra, and he'd always get the driller to come back, or some
the
kind
driller,
of...
The driller, you could encase in cement too, if we're cementing everybody.
I would take cement. That, but I'm saying Mumra somehow, I think Mumra would always find a way back.
But you took care of the mutants and the lunatics.
Well, those, they're annoying.
And you avoided the Jagger Desert.
Well, that leaves me more time for Lion-O.
So that means
little cubs. Little cubs.
This would avoid everything. Third Earth would be straightened out. So honestly, so then you would be living in the cat's lair. Okay. I guess honestly, that's the only place I would choose to live. Oh, you know, I would live with the burbles, maybe. They eat, they keep clean.
And they always want to breed.
Well, besides
Ryan.
Oh my god.
Wah, wah.
Like Alison Dubois medium, she's always on her man. That's a reference for you.
I think her question does raise something, like the fantasy of, like, so people are like, would you live in the world of Harry Potter? Would you live in the world of, like,
no.
As a kid?
I wouldn't.
Like, think about My Little Pony, how, like, Megan used to be able to take the Rainbow of Light locket and be able to go, like, ponies would come.
If I could do that, yes.
And they would be able to fly back to My Little Pony Land.
If a flying Pegasus pony could pick me up and take me there and I didn't have to live there, oh, I love that.
Or the sorceress from He-Man would open up a portal you can go to Eternia.
This portal has never opened before.
We've tried so many times to get you here.
But now so we know, what now I we know go, that she's with
if
Chaka.
If I had to live there permanently, I don't know. Well, maybe love makes you do stupid things.
So then this is perfect. Bunglers, in the comments where you're listening to this, let us know what part of Third Earth you would live on and why. I'm going burbles too, because besides the breeding part, it seems like they're very nice.
They are lovely. You. They dance and sing. And
they seem like they have
Ewoks.
A nice... I'd rather that. Although they constantly get attacked though, probably.
Do you think the Sword of Omens would tell Lionel on me?
Not if you got in good with it. Like, ooh, I'm polishing you to... Sword, you remember who polishes you.
Jaga would like, David just beheaded Killed Sly. Yeah. Hear the words of Jaga. I'd be like, shut up, Jaga. If you didn't put that damn sword in the volcano to begin with, this would never happen. I'd be like, oh, Jaga, remember, I know your secret. What happened to the Sword of Plunder? You better be my best friend.
Oh my god. And you were with the Nether Witch, Jaga? You were in that realm with the Nether Witch?
Remember?
Mumra?
Remember?
I'll never get over that. Do you remember Mumra took on a whole persona of the Nether Witch?
I am the Nether Witch!
You know, he came up with the whole thing and it was like, there was never
another
Witch.
He was committed to the character. So anyway, that is very interesting. Yeah, I think people should let us know and why. You could tell us if you would and where and why, simply.
You just can't live in the cat's lair with David.
You could, but back off, bitch. Lionel is mine.
I am the Sword Chamber.
Bengali's a close second.
So he's going possibly to the Tower of Omens on the weekend. But they don't have cable. They don't have electricity.
I would actually have an exchange. I think Bengali should have to come to Cat's Lair, and I would probably have to send Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat.
Wile E. Kit and Cat, you... Go with that Pumaira, you know.
Go with Pumaira. She's gonna teach you to do medicine. That should take all of 6 minutes.
Oh my god. They're doing a season with Pumaira to teach them.
So she's gonna teach you medicine and you know what?
You'll be better for it.
I'll give Chitara some gold to keep her quiet.
I'm telling you, you would exercise Jaga. You would be saying, is there an exorcist on Third Earth? We can't have him popping up, Lionel.
Not in our marital.
Affairs. Not in this bedroom.
Not in our marital chamber. No.
Jaga has to knock first before he comes into this bedroom.
That the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
It'll take more than David to tarnish the sword of our...
So there you go. We have a whole new lore. We have new lore right now. Jaga and David versus David. Your nemesis.
Honestly, if the Thundercats had somebody that was more ruthless.
And I think that person could have been Chitara if she was given the opportunity.
If they had Grace Jones.
Oh, forget it.
They had Grace Jones from
Conan.
Anyway, sorry.
Great Carissa.
Thank you for appealing to my naughty side. Even though your question had nothing to do with what I said.
She wasn't even trying. We have 3 more pieces of mail. We have another Leah, another Costas, and our dear Mitesh. Mitesh actually sets us up for our next episode. We love it. All of it. This is Leah, including the baked treats from Zach and Chitila. Maybe even Snorko. Narfin Orko, or Skellora Mummatar. The Thunderscope makes random magic turn the page sounds. That's so funny. That's so true. Dramatic music arrives to announce our best lord of the Thundercats. The luck of survival, the brave of the stupid, a snarf and junk piles, the hoarding begins. Ooh, I know all about that. Gator scope, something we all would like to use in so many interesting places. I know. And David might be using it now on Third Earth. Mumra TV, where he's a mummy's uncle and consummate peeper. Linkso and Mumra, your Third Earth version of the internet. Does this make Mumra the dark web or just... upskirt channel. Ooh, upskirt Mumra shots. Can you fly only when it's convenient to the plot? That's Mammut. I remember that. Mammut can only fly when it's convenient. Mumra is actually dangerous? What universe are we living in? Mumra feet. Podiatrist hell. Don't say it. Don't say it. Lionel. He wasn't dead, was he? Jaga arrives. Question is, how much information will he actually give us that we need? Jaga must have dramatic music. Lionel, who can recover from everything. David wants to be too close to a certain lens. Yes, this is because you said, speaking of Jaga and David, Jaga was going to pull out the lens and go, where were you holding this, Lionel? You said it was warm. There, he smelt it. My God. Lionel.
Well, it wasn't in his hand. They don't have pockets.
That's true.
That I know of. He wasn't wearing his
pelt. Oh my God. The Thunderscope. We will find you. Something is wrong. You're what's wrong, mummy. But Mumra's new hair, where his scalp has migrated to his chin during his sleep. I'm telling you, bunglers, he had a soul patch in this episode. A hairy green Mumra chin. Insert grunting noise here. And she put like covering her mouth, Leah. New furniture from IKEA, the Thunder Locker. Mumra, bad at home repairs and easy fixes. Thunderscope, more models and eye holes. The sword, your new washer and dryer and slicer. Snarfball, found randomly everywhere. We are all suckers for a bit of continuity and references. Yes, we do love the continuity. The Jade Dragon, Hachiman returns. We like bizarre schemes, especially when Karen Ra might be replaced. I swear I will succeed where I failed 100 episodes. True. We all like a few ancestors and knowing who they are. Who are you? Who? Pooper Scooper returns! Look out for that dragon! David has naughty thoughts.
So I'm a sexually repressed house husband. Is that what you're saying?
Evidently. That I mean, this is what this podcast has become. God, I can't wait for us to be reviewed one day. This show includes...
they'll have an R-ready rating or whatever, explicit rating.
Interstellar horses are exciting, but space has no air, starts choking. You have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Slice that dragon. What a brilliant pair of episodes. Now, bunglers... Bunglers? I'm not telling you. You need to listen, and we'll see you together next time. Thank you, lovely Leah. Costas, happy Bungling Friday. I hope you're well, especially our retro brothers and Zach. Thank you for inviting him back. He's a Thundercats encyclopedia. He definitely is. Thankful this week had a good pair of episodes. Thoughts? The Thunderscope. This was excellent. One of season 3's best episodes. The main reason for it is that it advances the storyline of New Thundera in a very pivotal manner. The show foreshadows the return of Thundera for the very first time, and it delivers a device that will help the Thundercats gather the rest of the treasure. Right in time for us to get all the treasure. I also liked the drama of Lionel getting injured as the eye appeared to lose its power. For one of the very rare times in season 3, it truly felt like Mumra had gotten the best of him. And the ambush with Linkso's disguise was really cool. Snarf was written much better this week too. Oh man, the Thunder Tank! Dave makes a good point about Lionel being somewhat off in his game here. The episode gave me season 1 vibes, and that was part of the reason. On the host scale of 4 out of 5, the bunger of the week, Mammut again! Snarf keeps outsmarting him! The J-Dragon. This isn't the worst Overguard episode by any stretch. It quite actually is solid in terms of serious tones and high stakes, but it still highlights an issue I have with him. And I don't mean silly stuff like Hachiman breathing in space while traveling on his robotic horse, Dojikage, or that Hachiman lives on another planet and not the same dimension as we were told in the past. I just don't know how Hachiman is more important to him than the Thundercats themselves. Not the first time Overguard has done this. When he has Mandora in his episode, she also is prominent than the other Thundercats. Overguard likes his own creations a bit too much, in my opinion. Oh, that's so funny. Exactly. The fight between Mumra and Hachiman look cool, so kudos to the director for that. Kudais, as David, kudais. Now I get Ryan's point, like we said earlier, Hachiman's last episode and he went out with a bang. That said, the dragon backstory was quite interesting, and I like how it was used to show Lion-O and Chitara as the show's unannounced romance.
Because you know what? There was a nice shot with Chitara and Lion-O like holding the dragon together. Maybe that was like, hey, there's Pumaira. I keep forgetting. Look, she's a female. But we know that doesn't matter because he's already dating.
You're with my brother. Oh my
God. Anyway, a question for Zach in a future episode. What was the logic behind Jaga being the Lord of the Thundercats and then Lion-O inheriting the title later on? They are not blood related. Something I've always wondered. The host scale 2.75 out of 5. Maybe that was supposed to be 2.7 out of 5. Bungler of the week, Mammut, left my ass off. Mammut has been winning a lot of these lately because he keeps ruining Mumra's plots. P.S. Snorko made me spit out my coffee. And then Dojikage made me spit it out again. Can't wait for the next one. The last day. Ooh, everyone's looking forward to this last day. Which leads us to our wonderful Mitesh, who wrote, hey, Ryan, David, and surprise, surprise, Zach. Great episodes, my friend. I can't believe how fast we are now approaching the end. I know. I'll be working on my review of my favorite episode, The Last Day, featuring the ultimate evolved form of Hunkra, and our last five-parter, The Return of Thundera, this week. The Thunderscope and the Jade Dragon were so entertaining with all the comedy twists and turns we all love. I'll send my special review soon. Lots of love, Mitesh and family. Ho! Thank you, Mitesh. Hello to you and your beautiful family. So, look at that. We ended up having an hour of bungler mail, David.
I mean, we needed it. We needed to kind of touch base with everybody. And
now, do you know what's going on? Does the bunglers know what's going on? Do I know what's going on?
From what I understand, there are two more episodes in this season that we actually have to work on.
Yes.
They may or may not be coming out anytime soon. I may or may not be doing some sort of as Ryan's coughing to death, I'm just going to keep on talking. I may or may not be having a cat-like fantasy. Are you okay over there? Are you okay? Oh, you're right. You, go for help. Oh, I'm doing my training.
Oh my God, Pumaira. Oh my God, I actually have tears. Because I'm choking. Yes, at some point, we will be doing those episodes. Next month, we have this, and then we have Spaceballs coming out, and then we are doing the Circus Train and the Last Day Bunglers. Bunglers. We are still in desperate need of reviews. We're still stuck at 21.
On where?
Apple. Actually, in Spotify, anywhere, but Apple is the one, really.
So can they just go and put a couple of hearts or something?
No, Apple is a pain in the butt. You have to have an Apple account.
But like for Spotify or anything, like does the review have to
Spotify,
be like
you could
a,
put a heart,
huge
yes.
review? It can literally
no.
So
written,
they could
no,
essentially
could
like copy and paste.
Not even you
put
just
a heart emoji or something
like
and some stars or maybe a sword. Maybe me with a cat man.
Oh yeah, finally.
Maybe a Thundercat symbol. Please, something. No, in all honesty, yes, we'd appreciate it if you guys could. We're trying to break the algorithms of, only because in all honesty, Ryan had just come across something that was like a year old that we didn't even realize was there that people were trying to say about a Thundercats podcast that like our podcast and nobody knew about it.
Yes.
And we're like, if only our podcast would have come up on a search. And again, we laugh about the whole money thing. We're obviously, we have other jobs and we do other things. Ryan is very devoted to the podcast. This is like his life, but
is. It is. It is my life.
That said, obviously we laugh about the whole like money thing, but we really want to grow the community. We also want to preserve the fans, because I actually saw somebody with a Thundercats. I didn't get a chance to talk to him too. It was in a crowd, like a Thundercats baseball cap on. And I was like, oh my God, one of us. So if you can definitely write a review, a heart, a thumb.
Share, maybe share it with a Thundercats
or anything.
Fan.
It would be great, just because, like I said, it was really disappointing to know over a year ago, somebody had a question like, is there a podcast or something we can, and like
it
finding out a year
and then,
later.
And the actual person, there's no Thundercats podcast. Maybe you found your niche. And I'm like, this niche has been filled.
And did you respond? Did you get anything back?
No. I wrote a separate one on Reddit, matter of fact. And someone wrote, they never gave us a listen because they were worried about our take on the show. Okay. So anyway, Bunglers, if you could do that, if you could share the show with a fellow Thundercats fan, who knows, by this time next year, David and I could be going to
Comic-Con. They don't even have those anymore.
They have that He-Man Power Con where they do He-Man and Thundercats. That could be us doing it, David. Appearing along these radical brothers. We'll give you a picture for free.
We don't charge. You want to take a picture? I will try to get myself presentable.
Thank you again, Bunglers. Catch us in 2 weeks for your last day.
And then that opens the window for the last season. Dun, dun, dun.
Where we are having multiple people like Leah finally. Yay. For the episode Leah.
Zach will be back. Hopefully Sean.
Zach, Sean. We have Eggman from We Want More Thundercats coming for a double set of episodes. That's also on the horizon.
Fan packed and Friends of the Podcast packed episodes. And
by Christmas, we'll be hopefully baking with Zach on camera.
Oh my gosh, that'll be
and
a stir.
David will be Miss Piggy, he said, to my Martha Stewart.
Nobody cares, Martha. Oh my God, I love that. I love those.
So as always, David, Thundercats, ho!
Listen, I'm not a ho. I would be loyal to both Bengali and Light. Just kidding. I'm not a ho.
Jaga, don't call
don't,
me a ho.
Don't you
damn
call
you.
Me a ho. I am not a ho. I'm generous. In my day, we called it generous. We talked about this already. She's not a whore. She's generous. Thundercats whore. Ho. No, I'm not. Who are you calling a ho? Not me. It's you.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.